wrong with, you know, the tribal government, you know, that doesn't really administer the real change in procedures that would create a healthy system. They're all done. They're all unhealthy. The police department's unhealthy. The tribal government's unhealthy. The fucking BIA is fucking unhealthy. And now the Meals for the Elderly are unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
In order for a nation to survive and be free of all this colonial enforcement, people in particular have to take a real serious look at why these things have become epidemic now. Elder abuse is an epidemic. Suicide is epidemic. Alcohol abuse is epidemic. And drug addiction is epidemic. And so now, law enforcement is still abusing. I mean, this is why we went into Wounded Knee in 1973. We just had our 38th year anniversary of that shit. Because we were sick and tired of being subjugated to colonial enforcement. We're tired of being oppressed. My people have never, ever believed in peace, and they never had peace, and we never will. That's just a crash term that the enemy throws down our throats. And that's what the world needs to understand. The Lakota people have always been a free and independent people. And that's why the matriarchal society lived according to its value system that came from said elders. And that's how warriors protect and serve the nations.
Mm-hmm.
And Strongheart is one of them, along with their brothers, the Tokalas. The Chaket, Inga, and Tokalas are the only ones still taking these initiatives on. And that's the truth of what a nation, you know, stays healthy on. Because if we warrior societies die out, the government's got everybody. Look at all the other nations, nationwide. Shit, they're submitting them guys to turmoil that don't even exist in this country. But yet, they got them beat.